like Adidas shorts provided to UCLA. Same difference.
What's the length? Knee length?
Yeah, well, they for normal people.
Bird style.
They go down to like my shins.
Okay. Well, there we go.
You know how hard-pressed you'd be to get me the John Stockton tight-fitting old-school shorts now?
That's what I wear.
For as short as my legs are? It'd be difficult. Anyway, so yesterday the tournament got underway. Mm-hmm. Actually, my bracket is not totally destroyed, which is kind of an inappropriate phrase, but it's not destroyed, I guess, is the bottom line. I'm not perfect. This just in, but my bracket is not either.
Well,
so,
you didn't have New Mexico going.
Who hosed you?
See, we'll get to that. We'll get to who hosed me yesterday. You know who hosed me? Steve Alford, a guy we talked about before the start of the show today.
Did you really have New Mexico going that deep into the tournament?
Honestly, no. I don't believe it.
So
I don't believe it.
They didn't really hose you that bad.
No, they did cost me a couple games. But, yeah, as long as my Sweet 16 is intact, and it is, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So I guess that's not true. I guess I did have him to.
You had him into the round of 16?
I had 16, yes.
You
I had him losing.
New Mexico into the round of 16.
Well, they were a 3 seed.
Yeah, but New Mexico.
Well, I know, but they had a good league. See, I like to go on strength of schedule, and I like to go on a little bit of experience. Alford doesn't have a lot as a coach, but he has a lot as a player.
They've taken New Mexico's been to the tournament, several years in a row?
You know what's amazing? Great stat, actually. Mm-hmm. You'll rarely hear me quote the show with no name.
Fun fact.
But they made a great point yesterday. There are no teams from Texas and no team from Arkansas playing in the NCAA tournament this year.
Right.
None.
Right.
Not one. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Two from New Mexico.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, they're both gone now. But.
Well, that's why we've got to do something about illegal aliens.
I don't think they're helping the basketball program, do you?
You don't know that.
I don't.
You don't know that.
I don't mean to be racist.
Look at that team.
It's not fair.
I want to build a wall.
So I'm trying to figure out where exactly I went wrong there.
Where did you go wrong?
New Mexico State got smashed by St. Louis, as expected. That's not a surprise. I actually have St. Louis winning a couple of games. So as long as St. Louis handles Oregon, as I had predicted, it'll be fine. I had Oklahoma State beating Oregon. That was one of my missteps.
You got caught up in the Rick Majerus nostalgia, did you?
Mm-hmm.
They're picking St. Louis.
Yeah, but they have a nice team. They're 27-6, and they're 11-1 their last 12. They say go with the hot team,
Bill. Go with the hot team, yes.
That's always been your philosophy.
Right.
It's worked out well, hasn't it?
Exactly. I like the hot team.
So New Mexico at 29-5 loses to the Harvard Crimson.
Yes.
Are you upset about this?
I love me some Harvard.
9-3, speaking of hot. 9-3 their last 12, Harvard was.
How
of course, New Mexico was 10-2.
Well, if you look at the Harvard schedule, strength of schedule.
Well, all those Ivy games it cost them.
Again, I go back to my point. They're trash-talking in Latin.
Hey, like them apples.
Popular.
And
exactly. Is that that's what they were doing?
Probably so. It worked. Whatever worked worked. They were 11-point underdogs.
When you see a black guy playing for Harvard, do you immediately think we're not going to fall for no banana in the tailpipe?
I actually was. I saw a lot of post-game interviews yesterday, and not just Harvard kids, but I was. I tell you what, though, I really felt for the Pitt kid. I don't know if you saw any of the highlights of that. Poor kid. That's a tough spot to be in. But
you are right. I will say this. It seemed like across the board, watching those post-game interviews from last night and this morning, those were good student athletes.
Yeah.
No matter what team was being interviewed, there were awesome guys that you think, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the future of America when you see
there's no
see
question.
These guys.
Honestly, from Southern all the way to Harvard
I
saw, and not to knock Southern, but, I'm not thinking that their probably academic standards are quite the same as Harvard's.
Right.
I mean, I thought all the kids in the post-game interviews did a great job.
Good job.
Better than some of the coaches, as a matter of fact.
Well, right. Yeah, that's what's interesting, is you see these kids are able to articulate, and they're being interviewed. I mean, like I said, the kid from Pitt and some of these others, these kids they're done. It's over. And they're in an emotional stage, and they comported themselves very well. Proud for the future.
Your other job, unfortunately, prevents you from filling out a bracket. So, not that it's illegal. It's just that you're busy.
Rick Neuheisel and I don't.
Yeah.
We don't fill out brackets anymore.
But not for the same reason. But I did fill out a bracket. I think I missed three on opening day. So I do want to ask who hosed you. So if you call in today, we'd love to hear from you. 433. Thank you, big baby. 1-800-477-1037 or 433-1037. You can send it to us through the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Yeah, I had Kansas, not Kansas, I had New Mexico beating Arizona in the second round, a 3-6.
Wow.
And so that's obviously not going to come to pass.
You had them going to the round of 16.
So I really, anybody that picked Arizona into the Sweet 16 is probably in pretty good shape at this point. Not to knock Harvard, maybe they could pull it off again. I don't see them beating Arizona. I was very proud of my pick of Cal over UNLV, and I actually have Cal beating Syracuse in the next round. Cal has a kid, Crab, who is a I mean, just a great talent. Mm-hmm. Really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And they're very well coached. Remember, this was the deal where the coach hit the player,
right.
kind of gave him a little forearm shiver
right.
earlier in the season, caught some heat from the league over it.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it was, he sort of put a charge in his team. It's all worked out just fine.
Cal Berkeley, another great school.
Yeah.
Fine academic institution.
I guess if you care about that kind of thing.
Yeah, right, if you care about going forward in the world.
So we have some, if that's important.
The bracket of the world.
We have some highlights. We had a couple near misses. We almost had, I'm telling you, give credit to Southern.
That was a great game, wasn't it?
Southern took them to the wire. They had a lead on Gonzaga with under 4 minutes to go last night. And it was, I was pulling for them. I would have loved to have seen it. It would have been great. I need to see a one go down sometime in my lifetime. It's almost happened a few times. And yesterday was another opportunity.
And I think this is, you know, the NCAA makes a big deal that, the regular season, and we talk about this all the time, you look at college football and how important the regular season is to college football and the postseason, the bowl games, and how sort of almost irrelevant from a fan standpoint the regular season is in college basketball because the tournament is so important. And what we often overlook is there is such great parity in college basketball now that you see these mid-majors and lower compete well. That's why you see the 12 and the 5 and the 15 and the 2 battle so well. Because if you watched that Harvard New Mexico didn't play poorly. Harvard just played really well.
Yeah.
Southern played really well. Wasn't mm-hmm. that Gonzaga, you know, shot 12%.
So I agree. That's a great point.
With a lot of the one and dones and stuff like that, the big guys haven't really gotten better. And you see the Butlers and the Gonzagas and the others, and here comes Southern. They play well as a team. And they then compete well in the tournament.
You make a great point. Southern was not the least bit intimidated by Gonzaga.
No, not at all.
And stood up, I thought, very well.
Not at all.
Now, somebody else made a great point after the game, and I don't remember which one of the analysts said it, but it was a good point. And the same thing, to some degree, happened in one of the other games, is that if you knock down a lot of threes, you're going to have a chance to win.
Yeah.
Southern, at one point, was 10 of 21 in the game. And look, you knock down 10 threes out of 21 attempts, you're going to have a chance to get in the mix.
Yeah.
And they were in it very late into the game. And it actually took an effort, and I sent a note to Christina LeCure, who was a proud Canadian. Took a Canadian to save their bacon.
She's a foreigner?
Yeah, she's got a green card.
Papers.
Kid named Kevin Pangos, who hit a step-back three. Doesn't he sound Canadian? Kevin Pangos, step-back three, knocks it down, and helps propel them to a victory. Here's how it sounded on the Dial Global Network.
Pangos, right side, six on the shot clock. Deep right corner, three, needed, got it! That's a big bucket! Big bucket by Kevin Pangos, 62-58 Gonzaga.
And they go on to win at 64-58.
Was that, that's the guy that does Monday night. That's another thing about the tournament, especially the first two rounds.
Yeah.
You get to hear announcers that you never see or hear.
He's not doing basketball, for sure.
Right, exactly. So you get radio and TV guys that are, and you usually get a little Bill Walton. I used to love it when he was alive. The late Al McGuire would do some games, if you remember very famously. He danced with Syracuse. When they won their regional, remember, grew up Al McGuire. Al McGuire was Dick Vitale before there was a Dick Vitale. Al McGuire was great. He set the tone for college basketball in the golden era. But you get to hear these guys and see these guys. And who's the guy? Is it Eddie Johnson? That's so. I only get to see him or hear him during college during the tournament. But all these great announcers that. You get to a lot of raftery, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of raftery.
So
him I like. Vern Lundquist is always the same, whether he's doing football or basketball.
Right. He is the same, and he looks like a dog tick.
Speaking of broadcasters, Steve Sullivan informs me, I wouldn't know this, being a Boston guy, of course, pays attention to all the schools in the greater Boston area.
Right.
By the way, UMass smashed in the NIT. Sorry about that, Sully. But Harvard won at Cal this season, Sully tells me.
Ah.
So apparently Harvard's all too legit.
That was a game that nothing but Latin was spoken during the entire football. By the way, hats off to Steve Sullivan. He guided the House of Representatives to a big win this week over the Arkansas State Senate in the House-Senate showdown on behalf of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Sully was the winning coach.
He called some good sets, didn't he?
I tell you what, he looked very Patino-esque as he roamed the sideline. But let me say this. The big winner was the fact that they didn't have to use any of the defibrillators that were brought in. No one had to yell queer or anything like that.
You know, I actually played in one of those charity games where a guy had to be ambulanced.
Right.
Yeah. True story. And they told us before the game, they said, look, no joke in here. A lot of you guys do not play anymore. You're out of shape. Don't push yourself too much. This dude had some sort of heart issue, and they had to, take him away in an ambulance. Kind of a downer for the – it's a true story. I mean, I was like, this is such a – this is like such a cliche. This is such a like a TV script. I mean, this is crazy.
Let me ask you this. When he went down, did you just keep dribbling, going to the bucket?
No, he was actually –
you can't call timeout. We
luckily,
got the ball.
He was out of the game at that time, and he was bright, bright red, and they had a pretty good feeling something was going wrong.
Did he go down like Eric Gregg did? You know, where he stumbled a little bit?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Okay. Poor fat ump reference there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, he was – luckily he was okay, too. That was good. Scary
That's
moment.
Good. Scary moment. Guard him off. Did you finish the game?
Yeah, we finished the game. I mean, he was okay. Anyway, my team didn't win.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, other near misses yesterday. Davidson Marquette, and Davidson mm-hmm. was a team that really would have screwed up some people's brackets, mm-hmm. including mine. I have Marquette winning a couple of games. I like mm-hmm. Like Buzz. A lot of people were pulling for Buzz to be the next head coach at Arkansas, although when Mike Anderson arrived there, everybody was cool with it. By the way, Mike Anderson has a press conference at 11 o'clock today. We're going to get a call from Robbie Neiswanger at 11, or at noon, rather, to recap that and also talk about Razorback baseball this weekend at South Carolina and spring football, which, you know, it's like
Exactly.
It's like the Ivory Bill Woodpecker. Nobody's actually seen it, but we know we think it exists.
It exists. We know we don't have a picture.
Okay, so Davidson Marquette, here's your highlight from last night, and it was a guy with one of the great names in NCAA history coming up with a big bucket to help Marquette to the win.
Into the backcourt, it comes to Blue. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, Blue across the timeline with 2 seconds, with one, the drive to the bucket. Layup is good. Marquette leads at 59-58, 1 second to play.
You're my boy, Blue!
Into the backcourt, it comes to Blue.
Blue, you're my boy!
I knew you were going there.
Vander is his first name, which is awesome in its own right. Vander Blue.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Not Evander. Vander.
No,
Vander my
Blue.
First Vander ever.
Vander Blue.
What a great name.
That is a great name. You think that's – you go back in time. Some of those old Georgetown teams from the mid-90s, do you remember – you could do an all-name team for the last two decades.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the great Scientific Map? Remember that guy? Scientific Map played in two NCAA tournaments.
Yes.
Because I remember catching him and thinking, wow, that guy played last year.
Okay, fine. We'll do an all-name team. You know what? I like these impromptu, organic show topics.
All happening. This is organic.
U.S. Reed is one that always will
Perfect,
be.
Perfect,
We've got one here in town, of course. What about, who was the guy that had World? World Be Free.
World Be Free.
Did he play in the NCAA tournament?
He didn't. He changed his name. Now, that's a little unfair.
Okay.
Georgetown had two of the great names of all time through the 90s.
We had a Michael Jackson with Georgetown back in the
that's
day.
That's right.
The other one. This guy was actually black, which is cool.
Boubacar Aw. Do you remember when he played at Georgetown?
Yes, Boubacar Aw.
Boubacar Aw, and then Yahya Jah.
Boubacar
I thought they both played on the same
What's his name?
Yahya Jah.
Yahya Jah, I don't remember.
Yes, he played. They think they played on the same team.
My favorite one of all time, pretty cocky name at that.
Right.
God Sham God.
God Sham God, yes.
God Sham God.
Sham
I think
God.
He played for G-Tech. Man, that's a good one. Okay.
And Shaka Smart, the VCU coach.
Yes,
he
that's
has
true.
To coach that team.
Oh, by the way, they won by 80 yesterday.
Yes.
There were a couple of really good games like we just outlined. There were a couple of ridiculously embarrassingly bad blowouts yesterday.
And by the way, what a smart move on
Shaka Smart?
Shaka Smart, and pun intended, a move on his part to stay at VCU.
No doubt.
He got a money bump after a couple of years ago. And look, he's made that team into a very good, I don't even want to call them a mid-major, even though they are, but they're going to be a regular top 16 team.
They won by 46, which would have been impressive had Syracuse not beat Montana by 47.
Yeah, poor Montana.
Wow, that is filthy.
Didn't even know they played basketball in Montana.
I know. It's awfully cold. You know what? They should have a great basketball team because who wants to go outside there? You want to spend a lot of time. You're not a gym rat. You're just a guy who's trying not to freeze to death in Montana.
I don't want to be, but you got to. I drove 3 hours from the ranch.
I had an opportunity to go out there with a UCA football team to play Montana in their cold weather state. Unbelievable college football environment. Incredible. I don't know what their basketball environment's like, but there's not much else to do. It's in the middle of nowhere. Right. I think every town in Montana is in the middle of nowhere.
And they all emptied out and come to the stadium and get it done. How ugly were the cheerleaders? Let's be blunt.
I didn't get that close because I wanted to stay in the booth because I was afraid. I was afraid for my own safety.
Really? A lot of cousin brothers?
It was scary, dude. That's a scary place. There's a reason Bobby Petrino is a hardened man. And growing up in Montana is like 94% of it, I think.
You think a lot of sister cousins.
I don't know about all that. All I know is it's an intimidating environment, and it's a scary place. Very bleak.
Yeah.
There are very few people in America more
there bleak. There are hardy people out there.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure there were some full-figured gals, but I didn't get down to the field to see that.
No one's the top of the pyramid in cheerleading. Is that what you're saying? They just got a lot of bases.
Bases.
Right. Everybody,